Country 102.5, Jackson and Rachel Womack filling in for Ayla today again. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, so good to be here again.
Last night's show, tell us about it. How was it? How did it feel being at Loretta's free show?
It was so good. I told y'all, I freaking love Boston.
Yes.
I just do. It feels like my home away from home. And it's one of my favorite places in the world. And I feel like the energy is just good here. Like, y'all have good energy.
I agree. It's not always positive energy, but it's good energy.
I love it. Even despite the rain, like, it was a really rainy night.
It was. That nor'easter was hitting right during that show.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But it was awesome. I got to do one of my favorite covers that I used to do back in the day in the corner of... just a little bar in Muscle Shoals, doing my regular thing, where nobody was really paying attention. And, I graduated to the Boston bar.
What was it? What was that song?
Where people were paying attention. Alicia Keys.
Oh.
Empire State of Mind.
Awesome.
In New York. And the cool thing is, like, this is probably the closest to New York I've ever been playing the song. So that was a fun one, and awesome. Everyone was singing along, and then we did a real fun sing along. We did Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
I heard about that. So I couldn't make it last night because I got stuck in my house, but I heard that there was one guy, one of our people that work for us, Sean Weymouth, who was like all excited when he played. He's like, "That's my wedding song!" Woo! And he was turning up on a Monday night.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I missed him. I love that.
I'm sure you saw him. He demands amazing. The room. And then he played some new stuff as well, right?
I did.
Cool.
I played my single Damage that y'all so proudly supported.
We love that song, yeah.
And that was really, really special because it's also cool playing that song in a bar. Because I feel like the bartenders are just like, "I feel you, girl." Like,
nice.
I'm a bartender. But then I played some unreleased songs. And so they were new to everyone in the bar, which was kind of special because everyone was like zoned in and like, you know, what is this? And one of them is called Something People Say. And it's a song that I actually played at the Opry last Friday. And
from the Opry to Loretta's.
Come on, man.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
That's the one that the boss almost cried at, right? Our boss?
Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, David was tearing up. And, you know, it's just a true story. And those of you listening, if you know my EP, there's a song called Closure. And it's about not having closure with this guy. And Something People Say is kind of like the part two of the song where, like, I almost thought we were going to have the closure moment. And anyway, I won't give the song away, but it's also like a heart-wrenching.
It was very well received, for sure.
It was very well received, which made me feel really good. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm thinking I'm just playing piano and singing. I'm like, you know, does it come across as well? And songs like that where the lyrics like mean everything, it's just like, you know,
yeah.
It's the perfect storm.
Well, you should be proud because I think people were throwing around the words number one song
from
hearing it.
Well,
so it's very early to say that.
We shall see.
Speaking of new music, we have brand new music right now. I'm excited to hear this because I haven't heard it yet. Have you heard the new one from Keith Urban?
No.
We listened to it together for the first time. This is called We Were. Brand new Keith Urban. Country 102.5 with Rachel Womack. Good morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.